The National Broadcasting Company presents... Eyes Aloft.
Army flash. One, single, very low, scene, 4, Marsha, 18, overhead, southeast.
Eyes aloft, watching the sky, watching the planes find the lanes up above. Eyes aloft.
Eyes aloft. The 4th Fighter Command of the United States Army Air Forces, in cooperation with West Coast radio stations, presents this series of programs honoring the 150,000 volunteer civilian observers and filter center workers whose round-the-clock vigilance keeps watchful guard of the Pacific coast against attack by enemy planes.
Eyes aloft, night and day, we'll help protect the USA.
This is Ben Alexander speaking for Ken Carpenter, your regular announcer, who went east to help describe the Army-Navy football game. Ken will be here, however, for the special December 7th memorial broadcast of Eyes Aloft. Tonight, the 16th edition of Eyes Aloft, presentation of the Gold Trophy Award, the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the Hollywoodman, the McKinley Diary, a new Why Will They Do It brickbat will be tossed, and you'll hear another of our modern great American stories. And here, going on watch for the next half hour, is your popular narrator, Gayne Whitman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just recently, we made a hurried trip up the coast. Met and talked with many ground observers, filter center workers, area supervisors, and county directors. We were pleasantly surprised at the number of folks who commented so favorably about our Why Will They Do It bouquet department. One chief observer in Washington took us aside and said,
"Keep that Why Will They Do It stuff on the program. When you had that story about the poker player, it hit the nail on the head with one of my observers I'd been having trouble with. First he got sore and accused me of writing in about him. I gave him my word I hadn't, and he finally believed me. Anyway, he's a good observer again, and doesn't duck watches to go out and play poker instead. Keep dishing it out."
Well, here's an example of a type of fellow who makes everybody burn a little. He knows everything about everything. He talks a lot, stalls a lot, and drives other observers on watch half-batty.
Did I tell him where to get off at?
Hey, look, Jake, plane's flying over. You going to report it, or shall I?
No, I'll do it, Ned, I'll do it. I think I heard it first,
anyway. Okay, but report it. It'll be gone before you get around to it.
Oh, I know how to report a plane. Don't be so... Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Crank the phone handle. Not used to this type of phone. Never remember whether you pick up the receiver and then crank, or crank and then pick up the receiver. Hello, Central.
Hurry up, Jake. Just say Army Flash.
Hey, I'm making this report. Hello? Army Flash.
Army, go ahead, please.
Well, now, listen. I tell you, a plane just flew over.
Do you wish to make a report, sir?
Well, of course. Why do you think I'm bothering to call? The plane was headed out over that clump of sycamore trees to the southeast.
Will you please make the report according to the regular Army?
Better let me make the call, Jake.
Will you get away, Ned? You're making me sore.
Oh, for the love.
Hello, operator.
Yes, of course. This is a busy switchboard. Make your report, if you will.
Okay, I am. Don't get huffy with me, young woman. I'll report you to the Army or something. Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
Follow that model report blank tacked over the phone there in front of you.
Oh, this. Yeah, sure. I'll give it according to this.
I can't even hear the plane motor now.
Army Flash.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I am. One.
One.
By motor.
By.
But, Jake, wait a minute.
High.
Now, wait, Jake.
Heard.
Nine, then four. South.
Oh.
South. Thank you.
Yeah. What a stupid operator at that filler center. Wonder who that dame was.
Jake, you burned me up.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's eating you, brother?
You said the plane that went over 5 minutes ago was a bimotor.
That's right.
How come you're so sure it might have been a multimotor?
Oh, yeah?
You said it was high. You said it was going south. You know we can't give exact information when we only hear a plane in this mountain pass we're in.
I know what I'm doing.
You know?
Sure, I know.
And you must have eyes like a cat and ears to match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You only heard that plane. You couldn't see it. Why, it's pitch dark and raining besides.
Well,
you don't know whether it was going south or straight up.
Well, it could have been going south.
You're one of those guys who know everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
better to say unknown than to give out information of which you are not positive. Think of the poor filterer who is trying to give the operations board a true picture. Don't confuse her. There have been several planes remain unidentified because of such incorrect reports. Gosh, why will they do it? Well, what kind of a vote do you want to give that bird? A boo or a laurel?
Boo!
We're with you 100%. Don't be a Mr. Know-it-all. Don't have your gang secretly pointing its finger behind your back and saying, why will they do it? Now, the ever-popular, colorful little feature of our program, the McKinley Diary. Unedited excerpts from the famous little black-and-white notebook. Comments jotted down by the observers of the McKinley, Oregon Post. Winter has come to the green little mountain valley. Winter and rains. Winter and skies that are more often gray and dull. Through the skies these days, dark arrows of wild duck and goose wing southward. But their honking is only noted by the watchers at the little observation post. The watchers are not there to listen for the call of feathered flyers. Rather, to hunt the skies for other birds. Birds man-made. The watchers know that as long as war persists, perhaps someday a bird of prey, a black-winged vulture with the yellow markings of a rising sun, may swoop down bent on some deadly mission. And so the people of the valley patiently wait and watch. But here, let's step inside the shack. Yes, there is always open on the table, the McKinley Diary. Let's see what has been written lately. Here, October 24th.
Tonight I came to the post by way of the good old days, horseback. The first time I've been on a horse since coming to Coos County. Made me think of the many miles we rode after cattle in Jackson County. Two letters came this week from Claude. He says the weather is grand, wherever he is. It's so quiet and peaceful there, no one would know the world is at war. We have sent him 6 V letters since the 1st of September, but he has not received any of them, though his last letter came in 14 days. The night seemed longer than usual. But it won't be much longer now till I can go home. This time, I've put in a 9.5-hour watch. Good night, Olive M. Hooper.
Time for one more entry. October 26th.
I'm so thrilled I had the diary brought in so I could write a line or two in it. My lovely neighbors gave me a surprise party before I go to the hospital. They brought me many lovely gifts and good wishes for a speedy return home and restored health. What would this world be without friends? I'm sure a very dreary place. We had a nice car delivered to the post tonight for transportation of observers, which will simplify things considerably. Frankly, I shall be glad when I can get back on the job over at the post again. Until then, thanks to all my friends for their many kindnesses. And keep watching. Mabel O'Sullivan.
And so we close McKinley Diary until another time.
Gordon Jenkins and the Hollywoodman, joining Eyes Aloft with the official fighting song of the Coast Artillery, known to officers and men of that unit as the Coast Artillery Song. It's Gordon Jenkins and the Hollywoodman.
Was once a sentinel's cry for the modern 20th century Paul Revere. only dear, but watch the sky. Eyes aloft, night and day, we'll help protect the USA. We are the guys who knock them from the skies. We're the Coast Artillery. We are the ones, the anti-aircraft guns of the Coast Artillery. When the battle's at the worst, we're gonna get them first. As long as there's a shell, we're gonna give them. For we are the guys who knock them from the sky. We're the Coast Artillery. One if I land and two if I see was one try. But a modern 20th century Paul Revere must watch the sky. Eyes aloft, night and day, we'll help protect the USA.
Tonight's new and true great American story. This is the story of a man who has served his country alone in a deserted California prison farm camp. Alone except for a little dog named Trixie. Winter, 1941. Early December. The rocky, barren foothills on the northern slopes of the rugged High Sierras. Nestled down in the hills, some 25 miles off the main gravel highway, Kern County's Road District No. 1 prison camp. But no prisoners at the camp. Only the caretaker there, 64-year-old Charles Holmes. Night has fallen. December 7th.
Trixie! Trixie!
Come here, Trixie.
Hey. You got short hair, you doggone little terrier. Don't you know you'll freeze out on a night like this? It rains, it'll snow tonight. Yeah, go on in, Trixie, before you freeze. Yeah, light a lamp. Yeah. Yeah, there we are. Since you're smelling, Trixie, my stew on the stove. All right. We'll eat just as soon as... Hey, stew isn't even steaming. Doggone fire in the stove gone out. Yep. Hey, there's a mackerel. Must have been gone longer over at the barns than I thought. Well, build a new fire. Get a piece of wood from the wood box. Oh, doggone, no wood in the bin. Yeah. Forgot, I'm out of wood. What's the matter with the county? Don't bring me no wood. Don't bring me no supplies. I don't see why... Oh, some kind of trouble. I'm coming. Hello! Charles Holmes speaking.
Mr. Holmes, you heard the news?
Who's speaking?
Aircraft Warning Service, County Director's Office. Have your radio on today, Mr. Holmes?
I haven't had time for the radio today.
Oh, then you don't know what's happened.
Yes, I know what's happened, but you don't.
Yeah, but
what's happened is this. I'm stuck back here in the hills, and the county's forgot to send me any wood.
Well, I'm out
of wood, and I don't have much food. Well, they think my little dog's going to eat. What's the matter with that outfit down there at the county anyway?
Mr. Holmes, listen to me.
Listen to you about what?
The Japs bombed Pearl Harbor this morning.
At Honolulu?
That's it. America's been attacked. President will probably declare war when Congress meets in the morning.
I never have trusted those dirty little Japs.
Now listen.
No fire in the stove for lack of wood. As the early morning hours dragged on, Mr. Holmes waited. Listened alone. Alone except for his faithful little dog.
All right. Trixie, stop shivering. I'm cool, too. Must have hit zero outside by now. You know, Trixie, I've been thinking man has to sleep sometime. If they leave me up here alone to watch for planes, I'll still have to get some sleep. Trixie, you think you could learn to watch for planes and warn me when the plane comes over if I'm asleep? You'll have to bark and kind of wake me up. And wait a minute. What's that? Yes, sir, a plane, I bet you. Gotta be sure. Yeah, there it is, Trixie. Look. See those lights up there? No. Up there, Trixie. Look. That's it. A bark. An airplane, Trixie. Bark. Oh, that'd never wake me up. An airplane, Trixie. Bark. Come on, bark. Bark. That's it. Got a report. It's flying south.
Get it, Trixie? We're running this post, you and me. From now on, you got to bark whenever you hear an airplane. Hello. Hello. Operator. Operator.
Operator.
Now, look, I got to make a call about an airplane. Got to make an army flash. Connect me with whoever I got.
One moment, please.
Trixie, do you understand now? When you hear an airplane, you bark. If I'm asleep, you keep on barking until... What's the matter with me? You don't understand. What can I expect from a dog?
Army, go ahead, please.
One.
One.
Single.
Single.
High.
High.
Scene.
Scene.
34, Beatrice 6.
34, Beatrice 6.
Overhead.
Overhead.
Southeast.
Southeast. Thank you.
Well, you see, it was going over north. The huh? Oh.
Oh, it's hung up. Yeah. Guess you caught on to what I was saying.
Oh, now stop your whimpering, Trixie.
Man, let me pick you up. Oh, you poor little devil. You're as cold as I am.
Well, gotta keep on guard. Get this old blanket, the lantern. The lantern down here on the floor by my feet.
Now, come on, Trixie. You get down here beside it, between my feet.
Come on, come on. That's it. I'll put the blanket over my knees and you'll keep warm. At least half of me, my upper part will keep warm. Yeah. Streak of gray coming over to the east by the mountains. Be morning by and by. By and by. Yeah, gotta keep watch. And you've got to help out, Trixie, do you hear me? Got to learn to bark when you're in an airplane. You understand? Yeah.
Light snow fell around the desolate prison camp that dawn. At 7 o'clock that morning, a road district truck pulled up in front of Holmes Caretaker's building.
You birds stay in the cab till I come out. Don't forget, I got my eye on you all the time.
Yeah, we ain't going no place, chum.
We don't want to sit out here in the cold all day.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, hello. It's about time you got here. You bring me any wood?
Yeah, I brought you a load of wood, Miss Holmes.
Bring me some canned stuff.
2 weeks' supply, sure.
Well, you're late. You county fellas down in civilization forget about me.
Look, I brought you some prisoners.
Say, don't you fellas know there's a war going on? Don't you know I'm running an army observation post up here? And
now, hold on, Mr. Holmes.
Huh?
That's why we brought you a couple of prisoners. They're going to keep watch, too.
Yeah. Well, I got to do what I say. Bring them in.
Take them over to their living quarters after they get warmed up.
Bring them in, bring them in. I'll give them a hot bowl of stew.
For breakfast?
Stew? Yeah, stew. What else you think you got left to eat up here? Go on, bring them in. Trixie, you get back over there by that lantern. Keep warm. We got company.
We also got some wood to make a fire and get warmed up with.
December dragged on. Christmas came and went. Then New Year's. And Charles Holmes and his little dog, Trixie, did the work of keeping watch for planes. Did the prisoners help? Sure, they helped. Like this.
I got a jack and a 10. I took you, buddy.
Okay. Here, I pay. 8 more matchsticks.
If these matchsticks was bucks, I'd be in the gravy. Hey, can't you keep that mutt quiet, Holmes?
That dog's getting on my nerves.
You monkey, shut up. I want to listen. Yeah, it's a plane, okay. Now, you can stop it, Trixie. Thanks. No, no, stop it, Trixie. I got it. Okay, bud. Put in that army flash.
Who?
You.
Me?
Either one of you.
Yeah, but which one of us?
Get to that telephone, Blackie.
Okay, okay. Don't get excited, Dad.
Plane is passing right overhead. One of them, single motor, heading north. Now make the call.
You mean call now?
Now. You know what I want you to do.
Yeah, but you mean now?
Maybe the old man don't mean now, Blackie.
Are you going to make that call before that plane gets out of sight, or am I going to get my...
Keep your shirt on, Pappy. I'm calling.
Tell the dame that I get out of stir in March.
I get out in February. I'm talking for myself.
Operator.
Hiya, baby. Hey, this is the Duke of the Sierras. I want to talk to the Army about a nasty old airplane that's flying right over our shack.
One moment, please. Army flag.
Hey, what's the matter with you birds? Don't you know this kind of work is important to the Army?
So important? What did they let an old dumpy like you handle it for,
If there was any way to get out of this spot, I'd go.
There's the door, mister.
You can start walking if you think you can make it. It's only 25 miles.
Army, go ahead, please.
Oh, hello, baby.
Give her that report, I'm telling you.
I'll cool off, will you, Dad? Hey, listen, honey.
Army, go ahead, please.
Hey, what's your name, cutie pie?
Do you want to report a plane?
Oh, eventually, but right now I want to talk to a dame, see? My name's Ferdinand. What are you doing tonight,
Give me that phone.
Hey, what's the idea of jerking that out of my hand?
Sit down.
Well, you don't have to get tough,
I'll
see.
Get tough.
Better take it easy, buddy.
Army Flash.
Go ahead, please.
Well, you lost a little time here, but one.
Single.
High.
Scene.
34 Beatrice 6.
34 Beatrice 6.
Overhead.
North. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that plane was sure up the... hung up. Say, what's the matter with you rubes? Don't you know America's at war?
So what?
Don't you know the citizens have got to help the army?
We ain't citizens, we're prisoners. Let them take care of us.
Well, I'm glad all prisoners aren't like you. And I'm calling up the authorities and telling them to come and get you ducks out of here by tomorrow.
The change will be delightful, Dad.
My dog, my poor, dumb little old dog, has got more loyalty and patriotism than you two blockheads have got. Yeah. So you don't want to help America in this war, huh?
In the months that slowly rolled by, Charles Holmes, caretaker, rolled up more and more hours as an airplane watcher. Prisoners came, and he sent them away. 28 of them came and went. Only one or two were diligent about reporting planes. But Holmes had to keep constantly on the alert, he and his little dog, Trixie. In March, a repetition of the December incident happened. He was again the forgotten man. Once again, the county man who was supposed to bring Mr. Holmes his twice-a-month supplies failed to show up. He and the dog were alone at the camp. Firewood was gone. It was cold. The last can of food was opened and eaten. A day passed. No food. No word from the outside world. And finally, on the second morning, Charles Holmes grew angry. He packed his few belongings into a little satchel and was going to leave.
County. I'll take a county job and that guy forgets me. Okay, so I'm through. I'm done. Trixie! Come here, Trixie. Think you can walk 24 miles down to the highway where we can flag a car? Well, you want to stay here and starve? Hey, what's the matter with you, little mutt? You follow me, I'm going. County can't do this to me. Get out, Trixie. Come on. What's the matter with you? Get out. Somebody else can have this job. Doggone county. Trixie, come on. Trixie, what are you hanging back for? We're leaving this place. Now, you come on. Oh, what's the matter with you? Lying down on your belly. Now, you get up. You get up, Trixie. Do you hear me? All right. If you won't get up, I'll carry you till we get away. Come on, dog. Yeah. I'll carry you. Part of the way, at least. Get you away from here. You want me to carry you or not? What's the matter with you? Hey, Trixie! Hey, jumped out of my arm. Trixie, you come back here. Oh, darn, she's running around in circles like she's gone crazy. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, that's an airplane. Wait. Trixie, be quiet. I heard it. All right, you told me an airplane. Three airplanes. Yeah, there it is, coming over the south hill. Get right back and telephone in a flash. Got to make a report. Trixie knew there was a plane coming. Well, Trixie, I'll never quit this one. Boy, now, wait a minute. Come back. What are you sniffing at that door for? Someone outside, you think? Huh? Well, as I live and breathe. Trixie, you know everything, don't you? There's that doggone county truck coming. Yeah, with food and wood.
I guess they didn't forget us after all. By golly, Trixie, food or no food, wood or no wood, we're sticking right here and reporting those planes until America wins this war. Hmm? I ain't got to say that, Trixie. You really mean that? By golly, you're something smart little dog.
Back there on a desolate prison camp, and you couldn't budge him from his post. Back there in the foothills of the High Sierras sits 64-year-old Charles Holmes and his little dog, who warns him when he sleeps of the approach of flames. Charles Holmes has a 100% efficiency record. Charles Holmes says he has put in only a little over 4,000 hours watching for planes. Only 4,000 hours. Yes, but Charles Holmes won't take credit from Trixie. She, too, has at least 4,000 hours to her credit. We pay honest tribute to these two loyal Americans.
Each week, we present the National Broadcasting Company's Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award to some outstanding observation post or filter center. Here now is Colonel Ernest Moon, first executive officer of the General's headquarters staff, to make this week's presentation. Colonel Moon.
Love for country cannot be explained. If it is implanted in a man's heart, nothing can ever disturb it. Loyalty burns fervently in the hearts of men like Charles Holmes. It is little enough to recognize his courage, his valor, his loyalty. So to that isolated one-man post, yes, to one man and a little dog, we pay tribute. We present them with the trophy which shall stand in all its glory in a faraway shack in the hills of the High Sierras. We present Charles Holmes and his dog with the handsome Eyes Aloft Gold Trophy Award.
Whitman telling you that next week, Eyes Aloft will present a special December 7th memorial program. Now, good night to the 150,000 Aircraft Warning Service volunteer civilians who keep constant vigil of our home front so that America will be safe from any attack by air. Good night.
Eyes Aloft is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Music is composed and conducted by Gordon Jenkins. This is Ben Alexander, charging you to always remember... Eyes Aloft! Eyes Aloft comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.